From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Indigenous communities all over the U.S. are rising, and much of the resurgence in activism has come from youth leaders. Today, we'll feature a new short video from our partners at Brave New Films focusing on Native youth activism. It's part of their series called Following Their Lead, Youth in Action.
As we're on the air tonight, a dramatic final showdown over the Dakota Pipeline in North Dakota. In fact, pictures coming in just moments ago, police moving in right there to make their arrests.
Standing Rock wasn't a protest, it was a prayer. And that's the thing, is we are protectors, not protesters.
A baby bay, Awithathamake, Ajaje, Awithathe, Hinkudeme. Hello, my name is Alethea Phillips. I'm from the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska. Going out to Standing Rock and hearing about it and hearing that, you know, it's a really a youth-led movement and thinking, you know, these other people out here aren't really that much older than I am. And going out there and seeing youth leadership and what that means. And I think everyone there, whether they're youth or they have youth in mind for why we're doing this, is kind of what it really meant, and to kind of look to the younger generation as people who are want change and are willing to make change happen. For me, it just really felt like that's where I needed to be. It's what I need to be doing. Youth, I think, see it more as their responsibility to be involved. During that time, I knew I was absolutely going to be, you know, there to the end. And I looked at my dad and I told him, I said, hey, you know, I'm going back over there. And I went back and I did fully intend to be arrested that day.
I am the executive director of Native Youth Alliance. Alethea Phillips is the youth coordinator and backbone.
So Native Youth Alliance started out as my father's nonprofit organization, and he did several things for a couple of years, working on the Indian Child Welfare Act, setting up teepees on the mall, working in Washington, D.C. But right now we focus on teaching the next generation the culture and the importances, and then also working on things like environmental problems to make sure that, you know, we all have clean air and water to drink.
In our indigenous ways, we believe that what we do today affects seven generations from now.
This vision, it's her right to step in here and help lead.
So kind of during the breakdown period of Standing Rock, there was some people who came who were taking all the flags down, and we said, hey, you know, our flag's in there. And he said, well, if you can find your flag, you can have it. And so we pointed it out and we knew just the colors, and we're like, we don't need to look around, it's that one right there. And we're going to be bringing the flag back to the Omaha people this year, and we'll be returning it to the tribe. And so yeah, we're really hoping that it brings a sense of pride back to the Omaha people. You know, the Omahas are also facing the Keystone XL pipeline, and kind of bringing back that as support there as well. This is going to be our world.
It is the unification of the indigenous people from all across the country that is going to make the impact. It is us.
And this is the climate, this is the economy, this is the society that we're being brought into.
Oho, Liliwange.
And because it's not just for us, it's for our children, and it's for the earth itself, Ushimaka, Mother Earth.
That's a short new video by our partners at Brave New Films called Native Youth Alliance. It's part of their series following their lead Youth in Action. You can watch and share the video online at bravenewfilms.org. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram at RU with Sonali.